Hi, it's us. That's right. Mike and Kim with the good stuff. And boy, do we have a bunch of good stuff. So we're glad you're here. First, I got to talk about Tri-State Livestock News because that is good stuff. It's packed with everything you need in a ranching publication. Tri-State Livestock News. Stay connected and celebrate the ranching life. Just visit tsln.com. You can get your subscription and so much more.
On the program today, I'm going to share the mouse trap, which was sent in from somebody in Nebraska. I do not know the author on it, but I'll share it anyway, so stay tuned for that. First, a reminder about Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board inviting you to come visit us right here in Valentine and surrounding area. Of course, Valentine has a great shopping district downtown. They also have museums. The Cherry County Historical Society, Centennial Hall, there's a museum, and the Working Ranch over at Merriman. And check things out for the local history of Cherry County and beyond. And while you're here, might as well book a float trip down the river. Go to visitvalentine.com for more details. The mouse trap. A mouse looked through the crack in the wall to see the farmer and his wife open a package. What food might this contain? The mouse wondered. He was devastated to discover it was a mouse trap. Retreating to the farmyard, the mouse proclaimed the warning. There's a mouse trap in the house. There's a mouse trap in the house. The chicken clucked and scratched, raised her head, and said, Mr. Mouse, I can tell this is of a grave concern to you, but it is of no consequence to me. I cannot be bothered by it. The mouse turned to the pig and told him, There's a mouse trap in the house. There's a mouse trap in the house. The pig sympathized but said, I'm so very sorry, Mr. Mouse, but there is nothing I can do about it but pray. Be rest assured, you are in my prayers. The mouse turned to the cow and said, There's a mouse trap in the house. There's a mouse trap in the house. The cow said, Wow, Mr. Mouse, I'm sorry for you, but it's no skin off my nose. So the mouse returned to the house, head down and dejected, to face the farmer's mouse trap alone. That very night, a sound was heard throughout the house, like the sound of a mouse trap catching its prey. The farmer's wife rushed to see what was caught. In the darkness, she did not see that it was a venomous snake whose tail the trap had caught. The snake bit the farmer's wife. The farmer rushed her to the hospital, and she returned home with a high fever. Everyone knows you treat a fever with fresh chicken soup. So the farmer took his hatchet to the farmyard for the soup's main ingredient. But his wife's sickness continued, so friends and neighbors came to sit with her around the clock. To feed them, the farmer butchered the pig. The farmer's wife did not get well. She died. So many people came for her funeral, the farmer had a cow slaughtered to provide enough meat for all of them. The mouse looked upon it all from his crack in the wall with great sadness. So, the next time you hear someone is facing a problem, don't think it doesn't concern you. Remember, when one of us is threatened, we are all at risk. We are all involved in this journey called life. We must keep an eye out for one another and make an extra effort to encourage one another. So remember, each of us is a vital thread in another person's tapestry. Our lives are woven together for a reason.
There you go. I've got a piece from Bill the Greatest from 2011. John Randolph and Henry Clay once had a quarrel in the Senate at Washington. For several weeks, they did not speak. When one day they met on Pennsylvania Avenue, each saw the other coming up the sidewalk, which was very narrow at that particular point, and each was meditating as to how far he would turn out for the other to pass. As Randolph came up, he looked the grand old Kentuckian straight in the eye and, keeping the sidewalk, hissed, I never turn out for scoundrels. I always do, said Mr. Clay as he stepped politely out into the mud and let Randolph have his walk.
There you go.
Showed him.
If you watch a game, it's fun. If you play it, it's recreation. If you work at it, it's golf. Just remember that.
Golf is an enigma, I'm telling you.
It's kind of a love-hate relationship, and you're playing against yourself all the time, trying to make a better shot. It's some fun sometimes. Not like listening to the good stuff, though, because we're fun all the time. And speaking of that, thanks for listening to the good stuff.